Mischke Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. I'd like to talk about Des Moines, Iowa, and nudity. No thanks to the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, the city of Des Moines will host the Miss Nude World Pageant this year. And what better place to have it than the Heartland? I guess anything that has a potential to bring outside visitors to town is somewhat positive, said Greg Edwards, president of the Convention Bureau. Not enthusiastic, though. The event on October 20th at the Lumberyard, a club north of the city limits, is expected to draw up to 75 professional exotic dancers from around the U.S. and several foreign countries. This is the biggest event in the world in our industry, said Mike Kent, the Lumberyard's manager. Nice name for a club, by the way. Most of the estimated 10,000 customers who are expected for the pageant will come from Iowa, but many will travel from other states as well, which will provide an economic shot in the arm for Des Moines. If that's the way they have to get it. Des Moines was chosen for the contest because the Lumberyard is a top-flight club and because the city's location in Middle America should help attract contestants and spectators. The winner of the pageant will receive $10,000. I think northern Minnesota should counter with their own pageant. Come on, let's not let Iowa have all the glory. Huh? They get the Miss Nude pageant. I think we could have the Miss Overabundance of Clothing contest for women who get up in the morning with a fair amount of flannel to begin with and only pile more fabric on as they near the time to venture out into the world for the day. The Miss Overabundance of Clothing contest could be held in Ely or War Road, someplace like that, or Minnesota maybe. For women just absolutely weighted down with the thick undergarments and the down fabrics and the polar fleece, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, so full of clothing one would need to go spelunking to find their flesh. Let's do it, Minnesota. Let's take them on. Iowa, Minnesota, let's move over to North Dakota now. Spike Lee is speaking in North Dakota, and I don't know if Spike Lee gets to North Dakota often, so this is a big event. Spike Lee, known as a die-hard New York Knicks fan, began his talk at the University of North Dakota's Multicultural Awareness Week with mention of basketball. He said, "So this is where Phil Jackson went to school." Crackerville. No, he didn't say that. Do people in North Dakota even know who Spike Lee is? Hey, who's that fella? I don't know. He's black. Yeah. And he sure is. You could pick him out of a statewide lineup. What's he talking about anyway? He seems to be talking about, well, let's see. Race. Daytona? No, black-white relations. We don't allow black-white relations in North Dakota, do we? Do we have black-white relations here? We would if we had blacks. I didn't know black-white relations was legal. Ain't that in the books with the sodomy laws? No, relations between black and white citizens in society is what he's talking about, not those kind of relations, how we get along, that sort of thing. Well, we'd get along a lot better if this here fella wasn't here stirring up trouble. That's all he's doing is stirring up trouble. Well, we only get along because there are no black people here. Well, see, that's what I'm saying, and now here comes one starting trouble. What's his beef, anyway? Some of these agitators from Minneapolis been coming up here trying to get us to change our ways. Don't mess with North Dakota. You don't mess with North Dakota. We're simple people with a simple motto. Bring the cattle out, bring the cattle in, then stand about and break a little wind. That's gotten us by this far, and Spike wants to put ideas in our heads.
You put your cattle out, you bring your cattle in. Then you stand about and you break a little wind. You do the North Dakota, then you just call it a day. And that's all that life's about.
The United Nations has been getting a lot of grief over the last few weeks and months. And I think it's time for us to recognize the good they're doing. News from my doorstep, arriving this morning thanks to Timmy, my paperboy. Here it is. The United Nations top human rights body issued its first ever condemnation of North Korea today, expressing deep concern at systematic rights abuses in this reclusive communist state. Kind of quick on the trigger there, aren't you, UN? First ever condemnation of North Dakota human rights abuses. Just getting around and noticing that now, huh? I know some war veterans in the 50s who could have passed a few things on to you. How about the crew of the Pueblo, for God's sake? Hell, if dogs could talk, they'd complain about North Korea. I tell you what, the 53-state UN Commission on Human Rights voted 28 to 10 to condemn North Korea for widespread and grave violations, violations that included torture and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, as well as all pervasive and severe restrictions on the freedoms of thought, conscience, religion, opinion, expression. North Korea was, however, publicly backed on the commission by China and Syria. Boy, with friends like that. Too bad Pol Pot wasn't still alive. They should have. They could have had a third buddy. North Korea, Syria, and China. There are three government bodies you wouldn't necessarily invite to your next slumber party. Not if you wanted the comfort of a night's rest. See, they bring a lot of cattle prods to their gatherings. I mean, if you're having a cattle prod party, well, invite them. But if you want a slinky for a birthday gift or a set of Play-Doh, or something, well, best stay with countries like Luxembourg, Liechtenstein. They never hurt anyone. Some countries never hurt anybody. You know that? Some countries in this world never hurt anyone. Not their own citizens, not the citizens of other countries. There are countries on this earth that just go along day in, day out, never hurting a soul. Actor Sean Penn in the news. His car stolen as he had some lunch near the University of California campus at Berkeley has been recovered, but two guns inside are missing, police have reported. The car was found in Richmond, California yesterday, 9 miles from where it was stolen. Penn was driving a 1987 Buick. There were two guns in the car. He had permits for both of them. 1987 Buick. He's driving around in a 16-year-old Buick with a pair of handguns inside. How badly have his movies been doing lately? Actually, he didn't get outfitted in such a way until his recent tour of Baghdad, his fact-finding mission. Yeah, he spent the whole day with the Republican Guard and decided he best get serious. The old Buick was so he'd stick out a little less rolling through to Crete on his next venture. By the way, the word's out. He is scoping out Damascus right now and will report back to us. Scoping out Damascus and will get back to us. All right.
You're listening to the Mischke Broadcast.